In February on this program, I revealed an extraordinary online security failure by the state government's Metropolitan Cemeteries Board, the mob that we entrust with managing Karrakatta, Fremantle, Penaroo cemeteries and plenty of others. Now, somehow, the cemeteries board, cybersecurity geniuses, had managed to leave a gaping hole in the authority's website, which enabled anyone, repeat, anyone, to access its confidential restricted material section. And that restricted material section is in inverted commas. That's what they referred to it as. That meant that you could read all the board minutes, details of the chief executive's performance agreement, even reports about the biohazard threats faced by cemetery staff handling leaking coffins. There were hundreds, if not thousands, of documents. It was a major data breach. There was even a document which raised major concerns about the cemetery board's cybersecurity weaknesses. Oh, the irony. Anyway, when we were made aware of the security lapse, we did the right thing. And we told the cemeteries board and the minister's office, the minister that's responsible, that's Hannah Beazley, so that they could shut the website immediately and deal with it before we made details of this blunder public. I think they were grateful, although neither the minister nor the board gave us the courtesy of coming on the program to explain what had happened. Guess what? Last night, I was sitting there with my cup of tea and shortbread cream, like I do, if I'm not having a bowl of cereal. And I was tipped off. I was tipped off that if I was to type in a link right there and then into my home computer, that I could get access to all those confidential documents all over again. And so I did. And there they were. Just to prove it, folks. Hold on to your hat, Metropolitan Cemeteries Board, because I didn't do this to you last time, but I'll do it to you this time. You deserve it. Just to prove it, I can tell you exactly what consultants Canning's Purple did when you hired them to ask them for their advice on how to combat a public campaign that was being waged against the board's so-called grave renewal and headstone removal program at Karrakatta. I know exactly what Canning's Purple told you to do about that. And I know that the latest chief executive, Kathleen Oliver, has a performance agreement which specifically says that her performance will be measured against her, quote, ability to monitor and respond to cyber risks. Now, you'd think that the CEO might want to respond publicly to this latest cyber calamity, which we here at the Morning Program again warned them about this morning, and it did cause some consternation, before making the breach public and letting you know about it. But nah, we got nothing. We got nothing. And what about the Minister Hannah Beazley? We know that this isn't a good news story, Minister, and we know that this Cook government is starting to look like all it's interested in is good news stories. Day in, day out, the Premier hangs out with ministers. Whatever they're announcing, he's there. If it's good news, if it's bad news, you probably won't find them. Now, I know that this isn't a good news story, Minister. Really sorry about that. It's not like the one that you were out there publicly talking about yesterday. But surely the public has a right to hear from you about such a serious matter. Nada. She will not be coming on this program. We got a short, sharp statement. It's this. The Metropolitan Cemeteries Board has identified the issue and taken down the website. Well, full stop there and let me explain. You didn't identify it, Jack. We told you about it. Otherwise, it would be there for the public to see once again. So you didn't identify nothing. We did. The minister goes on to say it will investigate what has caused the data breach. The Minister for Local Government, Hannah Beazley, is taking this matter very seriously and is yet to be fully briefed by the board. Well, the invitation is open to come on here and talk about it. Now, there are very concerning issues swirling around the cemeteries board. The current CEO found that out when she took over in 2022. She discovered, and these were her words, that the board had been left exposed to fraud and corruption by its own procurement processes. And indeed, there was evidence that expensive contracts had been awarded without any tendering processes. Now, I know that the Corruption and Crime Commission are seeing where those issues will take them. I know that's being looked into. But quite frankly, if this public authority, which is in charge of very sensitive matters, I mean, this is people who have loved ones in their grave sites, who rely on the cemetery's board with sensitive information. If they can't be trusted managing their own bloody website, let alone the intranet site that lies behind it, which I've now been able to see and peruse ad nauseum twice, then should this board be trusted at all? Now, I would say that the minister, who isn't coming on this program to talk about it, needs to hold her own inquiry, and they need to get on with it very, very quickly.